If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens.
He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios, indeed. Hey, guys, how you living? You doing well? Good. Glad to hear that. So in this episode, I had Blair Beaudry, my youngest friend, or the friend from the youngest age, somebody who grew up with me. We went to kindergarten together. We were children together, ladies and gentlemen. And the very first podcast I ever recorded, she was a part of. So it was awesome to have her back in here today. And we talked about all kinds of cool and crazy shit that you're going to be hearing soon. So I'm not going to give you any spoilers. I will just say that this is definitely probably a little bit creepier of an episode than usual. So, yeah, that's what happened. Anyway, please go to mistuffpodcast.com, go to youtube.com and subscribe to Kelsey Hudgens. And we're trying to get the number up to 1,000 subscribers. The next threshold is 420. Blair said she's going to show her tits if we get to 420.
Yep.
So please, for God's sake, subscribe. It's awesome. You don't want to miss this. Yeah, so do that. Also, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Podomatic, anywhere podcasts are available, CastBox, anywhere that podcasts are available, please subscribe and write, rate, and review as best that you can. And whether it's good or bad, just please leave reviews. Let me know what you think. And, yeah, just so that I can get more stats and up-to-date things on that. I want analytics. That's all I really want. So, yeah. Yes. So, without...
You're so
delightful. Please, just give me just a second, guys. Just a second.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting spicy.
Just a second. So, yes, mistuffpodcast.com, youtube.com, Kelsey Hudgens, and click subscribe, and, yeah, do all of that.
Kelsey works once,
Gene. Yeah, all right. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here because we can't stop talking about things. This is the only part of the podcast that I need silence. Sorry. Enjoy your content, motherfuckers. Peace. For the audio folks who are just now getting to hear this, I encourage you to go check out the YouTube channel at Kelsey Hudgens and subscribe there so you can see the bonus content that audio folks don't get to see at the very beginning.
Just bonus content?
That was it. That was bonus content right there. That was it. So, yes, indeed. The YouTube folks have already met our guests today. The very first podcast that I ever recorded, you were in that room,
yep.
Blair, and Kristen was you were on one like
she
pretty close.
In the corner?
She was in maybe like
episode 2.5 five? Or something like that.
I'd say 5.
Was it?
I give it a solid 5 episodes.
Thanks,
yeah.
Guys.
So yeah.
Definitely in the late hours of the morning when we left.
So yeah. Would you be in zombie apocalypse with me?
Right now, I'm busy.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, like...
Hypothetically, fuck yeah. I think we're all... Like, I don't know if we have a choice.
I would eat you.
Well, I would be I would be very, very good eating.
I know.
I would be. I've made sure of that. For grain sure. fed.
No, I would never actually eat you.
Oh,
I've got to stop talking. Why are people recording us right now?
Because this is the way God wanted it to be. You know what? So you know, if anything gets in the way, just tell them to move.
Because you would totally be in my top 5.
Yeah, that would be good.
We actually talked about that. We do this. Chris and I sit there and we talk about who we'd bury body with and who we'd have our zombie apocalypse with.
Oh, yeah.
There are certain people that I'm not going to say names.
I'm burying the fuck out of them bodies.
Well,
I'll just cremate them. There's no DNA and ashes.
I would kill with you. That's the kicker. If you would kill with somebody and then bury the body.
But you know what?
That's a double dope. Like,
but I'd have to cut my hair and shave and all that stuff.
No,
you
don't.
Yeah,
no,
you can't leave behind no fucking evidence.
Never
I shed.
Where the body is.
Do you I shed.
What are you talking about? No.
I leave evidence everywhere.
Mm-mm.
I've watched Dexter. I know how this shit works.
Yeah, well, he had a boat, but listen, it obviously... Boats and hoes? See, again, I'm talking about a bury body with people. I'm not going to say any names, but...
How to bury a body.
With Kristen O'Leary.
Welcome to hell. I'm your host, Kelsey Hudgens.
If you're fucking Kristen, you're fucking alive.
Yeah, by the way.
Because I am not going today, Satan.
Not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan.
Oh, does it look like I punched somebody? Does it look like I hit somebody?
It does. That's why I asked you. I was like, did Kelsey get in a fight tonight? Like,
I didn't get in no
manly,
fight.
Yeah. Just.
Yes, I throw left hook like a motherfucker.
You should see the other guy. His face looked destroyed.
Yeah. So what's funny is I was like trying to step over my cart there at the bottom of the steps. And I tried to step over. My flip-flop got caught in the lip of the cart. And I just ate shit going up the steps.
You should just tell people you're in a fight. Because it looks like you did. It looks like you really fucked a bitch up.
This guy came up and said, hey, man, y'all play any Luke Bryan? And I said, motherfucker.
I thought it was Wagon Wheel, but sure. Luke Bryan's just as bad.
Oh, you know what? I'm not looking at the chat. Oh, Kevin, I see you there. O'Leary is my maternal grandmother's maiden name. How about that?
Kevin. Oh, well, that is amazing.
Maybe, I realize I didn't have a chat.
Maybe you are related.
Related? Maybe you guys are related.
Maybe you're related.
Maybe you guys are related. So,
are you forgetting I'm on TV? I can't tell you what I really think, sir. Because if I told you what I really think, I would not have a doll.
Oh, yeah, well, okay. You know what? That's a fair point.
You know,
so,
you can't really say things.
Well, that's why I like the thought of everybody in the world could be watching, just because that polices what I think and say. And I have a hard time, you know, y'all probably know this, I have a hard time not saying what I think.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have a really hard time not.
My face does that too. So
yeah, my mouth doesn't say the truth, my face will. But I try to be honest. You know, I try to be as straight down the middle as I fucking can. Bullseye right there. You know, I don't want to have no dogs coming after me. Hellhounds on my trail. I don't want that to be. You know, I just want to wake up in the morning and just have good days all the time. That's all I want to do. You know, get a package and have this guy say, Mr. Hudgens,
yes.
It's time to get up.
freaking
this is
with
great.
Me. This is great.
Why are you? You can cuss. You
oh,
can
thank
say
you.
Fuck.
No, I don't feel like I can because again, what he goes with, like,
why?
I don't feel like I can because it's going to be on TV.
This is
you can't
it's
always
on YouTube.
Say it what you want.
Here's the thing:
you can't always get what you want, but if you try, sometime you just
no. You
find.
Can't always say what you want.
Well, I feel like it's easier to say what you want if you remove anything negative out of your body, like out of your mentality. Like if you flush yourself of anything that could be bad, like if you flush yourself of anything that could come across as negative completely, then you don't ever have to worry about what you would say, because if you don't have that thing in you, then it's not going to come out of you.
Ooh, like, yeah. It's like, are you talking like scary movies? Like...
Sort of.
That's or like real life. Like, or like Green Mile.
I'll cheer him up. I'll give him a boo.
And he just sucks the mobs out of people.
Shit out of you. Because Danny's about the Green Mile.
Tide, boss. Dog tide.
What about your Roll Tide? You're going to beat up on fucking South Carolina?
No, I'm tired. My dad's got two tickets and he can't go, but I think he's got rid of them already. But he called me the other day and was like, is there any way you think you can get off and go to this game? Because I ain't going to be able to go. I was like, man, I'd love to, but no. Like, this is like last hoorah before the season's over. I got to get what I can get now.
Yeah.
So I can't
and
do
plus,
it.
Plus, why do you want to watch that? You're going to... fucking destroy something.
Yeah, you know who said that before last time? Everybody. And it fucking went so bad. I told him, I was like, it's probably good neither one of us can go, because every time either one of us go to a fucking game, we lose.
Well, then don't go.
Right?
I'm
told
superstitious.
Him.
Yeah.
I'm superstitious. Shout out Stevie Wonder watching us live on YouTube.
Hey.
Zing.
But zing, yeah, that's
zing. All right, so let's get to these okay. These fine audio people have been listening to us ramble long enough. So we were talking, and me and Blair used to do this podcast together called Sunset Grill, which is kind of.
We're going to bring it back, people. Yeah, we're going to bring it back. We are. Slowly but surely, we're bringing it back.
And we were talking about all kinds of weird shit on Sunset Grill, where we mostly, and I will say this, Noah Byrne has loved Noah Byrne to death. He's been on here several times. He was on Epstein from day one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he had all that shit. He knew about all that shit before anybody else. So, like, I don't know if before anybody else, but he was on that shit early on. And a lot of shit that Sunset Grill covered has been proven correct. But
happen.
Yeah, most of that shit's happened by now, so.
The Clintons are crazy.
Don't fucking do that. Don't fucking do that.
Don't cross the Clintons. Don't do it.
You know how that works. They ain't taking no chances.
They're fucking damn Gina.
They getting spaceships out there. They getting spaceships to take us out.
Keep that.
What's more Hillary than Bill? Because Bill's just retarded.
So. Well, yeah. Those people can do what they want, but I ain't gonna.
let's be honest. Hillary wears the pants in that relationship.
Oh, God.
And one time at band camp.
So.
Yeah, I just fucked up.
Before we go too far down that thing and end up all on a.
That was great.
In the obituary column of the South Strand.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Hillary, I'm just kidding. I love you.
I'll pick you up.
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
Well, safer than a tube sock.
Safer than a tube sock. So, in the Sunset Grill, we talked about all that creepy shit like that. We sort of, I don't know if I just out of habit see you just the creepy shit because you said you wanted to like look over some like just send some random shit back and forth. We wanted to talk about creepy shit, and I just went through creepy Reddit. Like, I just went through creepy Reddit and like picked like four or five things that jumped out at me.
No, my favorite is a woman who's recently divorced. Hey, let's tell my wife, close your eyes. I have a gift for you. And then you fucking stab her in the neck. This guy in London.
Spoiler alert, guys. That's how it ends. That's the big reveal.
But she drove herself to the hospital. She survived it. She drove herself to the hospital. But she sat there. This happened in London. The guy was like 34 years old. He literally told his wife to close his eyes. He was like, I have a surprise for you. Close your eyes. And he thought, he put like a washcloth over her eyes or something, and he thought like she was gonna give him like jewelry, this and that, blah blah, and he fucking stabbed her.
She thought it was a puppy.
Yeah, she kept saying it. She thought it was a puppy, and then she thought she felt like something warm.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was a puppy, and he stabbed her in the neck like twice, and she felt blood coming out. And the guy still had like two knives in his hand, like all this crazy shit.
I mean, she's expecting, and she gets.
Like, she literally, because she was like, I thought I was going to be a dog because we talked about getting a dog. And then there was a knife in my neck.
Yeah.
Well, she's dumb.
A husband on trial for attempted murder was convicted last week of stabbing his wife in the neck after asking her to close her eyes and wait for a surprise.
Yeah.
Kent Online reports that 34-year-old Sean May of the once proud UNC Tar Heels. I'm just kidding. Not the same Sean May.
So was he a basketball?
Not the same Sean May. Who faced trial at the Maidstown Crown Court in Kent, England, stabbed his wife, Laura May, in the neck. I feel like I should go, in an unprovoked and sudden attack, prosecutor Robin Griffiths told the jury that the couple had recently returned from a trip from Korea and that Laura had no idea that there were any issues in the marriage.
Griffith said the defendant, however, planned the attack after his employer fired him for buying Amazon items from a work account. He thought he would have issues paying their mortgage and said he intended to kill himself afterward.
Mm-hmm. So he wanted to kill her and then kill himself.
Yeah.
Because he got fired and didn't want to tell her.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Just kill yourself.
I didn't know if it was Indian or if he was like from Harry Potter.
Well, and then he looked at her and he said,
"Stop me, you little mole!"
He told me to lay on my back, which I did, and he placed something over my eyes.
She's a dumb
I thought it was a tea towel, Laura testified. I said to him, "This had better be a puppy, because we had talked about having one," but he said, "It's not a puppy."
It's a knife.
He then started counting 10, 9, 8, 7, 5. They skipped 6.
Yeah, it skips 6.
5.
Like 5.4, 3,
then 2.4.
Yeah.
2.3. I was getting annoyed. He did this 2 or 3 times. He never reached 0. Then it was just silent, and I suddenly felt a pressure on my shoulder.
Oh my God, if I ever do that to you, fucking I'm going to kill you.
I thought an animal had been thrown on me. Something was clawing at me.
No. I mean, could you imagine, like, if I... I'm sorry. If I took that long...
Take your phone off.
Is it me?
Oh, yeah. It's Chandler.
Mm. Don't dox nobody.
Hi, friends. Mm.
Hey, let's do that. Let's do that elsewhere. We're kind of in the middle of something. Yeah, watch out
she's
for
excusing herself. But yeah, okay. like who? I mean, that's someone who has been married. I could you have full trust in someone, no issues in your marriage. Just get back from vacation. Hey, close your eyes. I have a gift for you. I'd close my eyes.
Okay.
And it's a puppy. And it's a knife.
Man, because I watched Dave Chappelle stand up the other day, I immediately want to go, what does she do?
I know. We can talk about that because I...
Let's speculate. What do you think it was? Well, obviously, he's a psychopath. He's wanting to plan out, close your eyes and surprise, like get you all excited for something and then stab you in the fucking neck. That's not a normal person. So it could have been just she breathed funny.
I mean, they had money issues. He just got fired. He was upset about that. He says he claimed to kill himself after. She probably had fucking life insurance and was going to kill her for the fucking money. That's probably where it's at, honestly. If he had money issues, that's where it predominantly stems from. Is that.
And obviously the girl lived, so you heard.
She drove herself to the hospital. Yeah.
Man, they been some thug bitches over in London, man. Shit.
Hey, I just got stabbed in the neck twice. But I'm just going to drive myself to the hospital and...
Be like, medium with a Dr. Pepper. Medium with a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
This is just a bad reception, honey.
Who's fake with hairy ass?
What's that?
I don't have a hairy ass.
I do.
I could see that.
I do. From all the way over there? Shit.
Well, I mean, that would be my guess.
So, yeah, that's
like Stevie Nicks.
Rumors.
Best album ever.
I got that on vinyl. I think that's somewhere over there. Maybe over there. But that's what do you think? What do you think she did to deserve getting stabbed in the neck?
Well, first of all, I was gone for a minute. However,
this bitch got stabbed in the neck.
Nobody deserves to get stabbed in the neck. And you sure as fuck don't get, you're a dumb bitch. If you're like.
Does nobody get to come that bitch?
All I'm saying is, if you're like 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3. I mean, bitch, get the hell out.
Yeah, get the fuck out. Fuck
the damn bed. Like, what the hell do you think is going to happen? He's like, sitting down.
Be calling them boys.
I mean, you ask me, I'm calling you.
You're married to this human being. You love him. You just got back from vacation. Nothing has been wrong in your marriage. you think that this man is legit giving you fucking, like, a doll or fucking jewelry?
Would you look up and see if he had two knives in his hand?
He had, like, a, she had, like, a claw.
She had a tea towel over her eyes.
She had a tea towel. You had to get up and do that.
And crumpets and tea, she had a tea towel over her fucking eyes so she didn't fucking see it.
It just, for some reason when I hear that, it's like, and then he covered my eyes with a tea towel.
Well, he also
sounds so sweet.
I mean, no, I would not think immediately that I was going to get, like...
Exactly. If your husband, killed. Danny...
However...
If Danny told you to close your eyes, Danny was would like, you think he was going to fucking stab you? Hey, baby, take
this Gatorade that tastes like cyanide or whatever the fuck it is. And
no, Gatorade is
I know, but that's how I think Danny would make me go.
It's antifreeze.
He's going to hand me a Gatorade. That's how I'm going to go.
They do antifreeze.
Yes.
It's going to be a green Gatorade in it. Yeah, that's the run in it.
I've watching so much of
you like them lemon limes? You better get off that investigation discovery.
No, I do not do lemon limes. I don't do lemon limes because that is...
Because that looks like the shit that's going to kill you.
I love it. That's all I get right.
Don't it?
That was like, listen,
how many movies have you seen in which there was some sort of like radiation or chemical waste that did not look like the green Gatorade?
I drink it. I drink.
I thought that was the point of this story.
I love it.
So you know how to kill Blair?
I just drink fucking
put antifreeze in my lemon lime Gatorade because that's what I drink.
I know where you're going. You go. What is his name? Bob Jones?
Oh, the one that put the Kool-Aid?
Oh, that was Jim Jones. I think that was Jim Jones. The Jonestown Massacre.
The one that put the
Jones
stuff in the Kool-Aid and made everyone drink the Kool-Aid.
He's like,
you know what's sucker. Crazy? Is I think what's it, Bhagwan, the guy from the fucking the Netflix, yeah, I don't know what the fuck these things are. Yeah, it was a little itty bitty aggravating gnats and shit. Probably from my pizza boxes over there because I haven't taken my cardboard. Recycle your cardboards, people, and your plastics and things like
don't
that.
Don't use straws, Mr. Al.
Don't use straws.
Hide your wives and
hide your kids. They're recycling everybody.
Hide your wives. We're recycling
they're
everybody.
They're recycling everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Winner. They're recycling everybody.
My favorite YouTube video is the. Banana bread at work. Have you seen that video?
No.
Oh my god! It makes me smile. So
smiles are amazing.
Since we're on the topic, and I don't want to lose my place, but my favorite one is the guy. He's like his phone rings, and it's a guy with like as a Mexican looking guy with a sombrero. And is it bad to say Mexican looking guy? By the way, is that bad? If it is, let me know.
It's
I'm
only
sorry.
Bad when you make it bad. That's fine. Yeah.
Jesse Harris, Gatorade will save your life.
Jesse.
That's right.
I love Gatorade.
But mine is the guy with the sombrero on, and he's like, his phone rings, and he goes, bueno? And it's like Liam Neeson going, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
And the guy is like, this Juan. And he's like, but I will find you. And he's like, this not Juan.
I'm telling you, you gotta watch
it. The internet's
good. It's like this guy from, like, obviously, I'm going to say Chicago, because he sits there. And he's like,
I'm going to say Chicago.
Because he hates the Cubs. He does not like the Cubs. He doesn't like the Cubs. So I'm going to say he's from Chicago. He's probably a fucking White Sox fan. I'm going to assume. Mm-hmm. So it's this guy, and he's sitting there, and he's like, dude, I got this banana bread at work. And I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah, banana bread at work. It's like my mom said, if like, good things come to you if you fucking wait for it. And I got banana bread at work. And he's like, but there's a lot of bad things out there, like skunks. He's like, skunks?
Well, you can't stop now.
I know. And he goes, skunks and fucking scratching your eye and it still fucking itches. The Cubs, man. And like, doing a job and not getting paid a lot of money. And he just talks about banana bread. He's so excited that someone made fucking banana bread for him at work. And he just keeps
banana
going,
bread.
But banana bread at banana. Work? Hell yeah! That's my fucking, that's the video I watched.
Some
right
banana
now.
Bread?
It's great. Pull it up right now, Kelsey.
This make banana with bread.
Listen to your shit so you guys can watch YouTube videos.
Yeah, what
y'all do?
It makes me laugh and it makes me smile. And I like that video.
What's your second Reddit?
I was actually going to go back to that, to the getting stabbed in the neck thing.
That's my favorite.
So here's the thing.
Mind you.
If everything was like they just get off of this vacation and everything's fine, and this guy obviously is.
Oh, he planned it for sure.
This guy is obviously not having any more of this. He's like, yeah, one vacation is enough. I don't want to do this ever again. But instead of saying, hey, honey, listen here, this thing we got just ain't working. And I think on account of us being together for 2 months just now, I don't think I ever want to do that again. And I think I'm just going to go ahead and get out of this thing. Instead, he chooses to surprise her with a surprise puppy that just so happens to be a motherfucking blade in the throat. And she survives.
She survives. But she also wakes up with pulls off the fucking tea towel off her eyes. And he has like two knives in his hand. And she's like, put the knife down.
Well, could he not decide?
Yeah, I am a tiger. She's a fucking survivor.
Yeah, she's fucking Rocky.
That's right.
Rocky, when he beats the Russian. Yeah, she's fucking Rocky.
She's fucking badass, maybe.
That's not my favorite one.
Still, I think she's a dumb bitch because...
Kristen, it's okay to say bitch.
She was a dumb bitch because...
The fuck was that?
Anyway... She should have fucking known before then.
If you are married to this human being and you love and trust someone.
He brought a puppy on a cruise?
No.
Wait.
The
cruise was.
You are married. There was no cruise. They went to Korea. It is not a fucking cruise. First off, cruise very fucking far from a fucking cruise.
Cruise Korea. He's got
Kill Bill in real life. That's right. The Bloody Bride.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Anyway, cruise Korea.
Yeah, you didn't fucking go to a cruise. There's no fucking cruise.
I know.
I want to go to a cruise to Korea.
You said Korea.
I did not.
Either way.
But not.
You should have, like, knocked out.
I don't know. That's just a fucked up situation altogether. And
cruise Korea. It was in Korea.
Yeah, they did go
there
to.
No cruise there. They just went. There.
I know. I admitted I was wrong.
Okay, you're fine.
Thank you.
Okay, so here I'm just going to read you this this headline.
Enlighten me.
Edward
Scissorhands.
Edward Paisnell, known as the Beast of Jersey. Would break into houses wearing a rubber mask and nail-studded wristlets, attacking women and children. When he wasn't terrorizing people, he played Santa Claus at the local community center.
And it's not Jersey like the armpit of America. It's like Jersey like London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1960 and 1971. Yeah. Attacking women and children. His wife, Joan Paisnell, was the founder of a community home in Jersey where, at her request, he once played Santa Claus. So it wasn't like he was a regular guy. I guess he just did it one time.
But still, I mean...
Look at the guy.
Yeah, he looks like
he
fucking...
He did not do it one time.
He looks like he fucking kills children and fucking women.
Yeah. No, and he definitely did it more than one time.
Wrong.
Is he your
suspect?
Santa Claus?
No.
Do you sit on that lap?
Well, unless you're giving me Jim Hologram fucking shit, I am not sitting.
What?
Well, when I believed in
Santa. I could see that, Jesse. My dad was Santa at Hardee's.
Oh my God, is that Jesse? Hey, Jesse!
Hey, Jesse.
Suspicion for the attacks initially fell on an eccentric agriculture worker and fisherman, Alphonse Legastiolis.
Yeah, they never saw these cases.
Who was arrested but released through lack of evidence. Public suspicion remained so strong, however, that Legastiolis' cottage was burnt down in an act of arson.
Yeah.
Name that I'm not going to say again, fearing for his life, led to Les Eckers, where he spent 14 years in self-imposed exile on La Marmaterre.
But he killed himself.
Self-styled killing.
The first guy killed himself, and they thought it was that fisherman guy, and they thought it was like a police officer. They tried to pin it on fucking everyone, but the guy ended up killing himself, and they never solved any of these cases.
Okay, so yeah, he was stopped by police after running a red light and then attempting to evade police pursuit in the car, which he had stolen earlier that evening, were discovered several pointed sticks and elements of his beast costume. In December 1971, he was convicted of 13 counts of assault, rape, and sodomy and sentenced to 30 years in prison.
Do you see this mask? It's very scary.
Are you still like trying to tie this in with Mindhunters?
Mindhunters is so good.
Because I was like, wait, is that one guy?
Oh, fuck. You want to hear something creepy about him? Edmund Kemper?
No, well, I know that guy. I love him. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. You know I'm weird.
Do you want to hear something really creepy about that?
What, that he made his mom suck
his dick? No.
Oh,
she didn't have much of a choice.
Yeah, exactly. It was her mood.
Let's just say she was out of her head at that time.
But he was very honest about it, and he went back to the fucking cops and was like, yo, I killed my mama.
Takes a long time to strangle someone.
Like he was
5 or 10 minutes if they're strong-willed.
Yeah.
Jesus. Weird guy. But he, okay, the prison that he was in, the prison that he was, I think it goes without saying, the prison that he was in came up with this program for deaf people, and he has been recorded reading hundreds of books, so a lot of audio books that people listen to is fucking Edmund Kemper.
Good for
reading to them, and they have no idea.
He seems like I would probably be the only fucking serial killer that I would like be okay with like meeting, and he's still alive.
Yeah,
he's still hanging.
Oh, he'd love
there,
to talk
man.
To you.
I'm sure he would.
He loves to talk.
Season 3.
I wonder. Do you think he's like seen Mindhunter?
Yeah,
and like watches himself. And, like, yeah.
Probably.
They didn't get the eyes quite right.
Yes, I totally.
Whatever.
Like. Do you think, like, he is, like, set, I mean, it's still Netflix. Somebody like, do they have that?
Surely they had to interview him to do the fucking, surely
well,
they had
so much. Ed Kemper has been on so much shit, dude.
I don't think they, sure. I mean, he has a right season prison, so, like, they don't need a permission to, like.
I think he's one of those smart ones that he has some shit.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, they don't need to ask his permission to do these things and stuff. There's so many videos of him in interviews. Because, like you just said, he likes to talk. Yeah. Like, he's been on a lot of interviews. So, people will probably just watch those tapes of him doing this. And they were good with it.
Yeah, there's a really good one on YouTube that's, like, an hour long or something like that. Like, 50 minutes or something. It's fucking good. He's really smart. He's like otherworldly smart. And it's so crazy that he speaks so honestly about the shit that he did, like the horrible shit that he did.
But that's kind of all of them do, I feel like.
Yeah.
In a weird way. Made his mom's head suck his dick.
I hear you, Jesse. Catch you later on, buddy.
Nothing like Kemper. Right,
Jesse. He is like the what are you guys watching?
Night-night.
Night-night, Jesse. Night-night, Jesse.
Oh, that's the that's the buzzer on that story, I guess.
I'm sorry.
I said, yeah, maybe that's the buzzer on that story.
Are we done? So we're done talking about Kemper?
No, we can talk about Kemper all you want. We can talk about fucking Mindhunter. Now, here's a Mindhunter. Like, I think is like, if you're getting people, I feel like I'm on a list.
Okay, whatever you need to do, or this is your day.
Yeah.
No. I feel like I'm on a list from the shit that I've watched on Netflix. Like with things like Mindhunter. If there's a list that somebody can be on, I think I'm on it.
Yeah, me too. I feel like the FBI is like, we need to just watch this girl.
Well, I knew for a fact that when I said like top five, like we'd be fucked. Because they all know us. But they would know that I need a chalkboard. Well, chalkboard, chalk pens, and the body's over here.
Well,
type of thing.
What?
Exactly.
What?
And one time at band camp.
What? What?
Literally.
about literally.
Motherfucker. I don't like that.
Kristen, you can say motherfucker.
Yeah, but I don't like being
this
on.
This is literally the most fun one could have.
Literally, I'd rather not be a basic bitch. And
okay, Cher, calm down.
So, in Ohio folklore, the Loveland frog, also known as the Loveland lizard, is a legendary humanoid frog described as standing roughly 4 feet tall, allegedly spotted in Loveland, Ohio. According to legend, a local man reported seeing three frog-like men with leathery skin, webbed hands and feet, at the side of the road in 1955. In 1972, the Loveland frog legend gained renewed attention when Loveland police officers sighted and killed an animal they later identified as a large iguana that was missing its tail. University of Cincinnati folklore professor Edgar Slotkin compared the Loveland frog to Paul Bunyan, saying that stories about it have been passed down for several decades and that sighting reports seem to come in predictable cycles. In May 2014, the Loveland frog legend was made into a musical titled Hot Damn, It's the Loveland Frog.
It's like the lizard
reason,
man.
The only reason I bring that up is because Ohio is trying to get on that fucking lizard man shit.
Exactly. They want to fucking be fucking Sherrall without a lizard man.
That's Bishopville. Close enough.
I'm just saying a damn word.
But I read that earlier tonight and I was dying laughing. Like, literally.
Literally.
What?
No, but did you see the one story was like these kids playing Pokemon Go in like 2000, like 2 years ago or whatever, and they took a picture of the frogman.
Oh, the frogman, yeah.
They took a picture of him. They were like, take Chase. Was it what?
Chase.
This is in Ohio.
According to various legends, the creature was first sighted in 1955, with some versions of the story specifying the month of May. There are three different versions of that story that only differ slightly from each other. And the three stories start the same way, with a businessman or a traveling salesman driving along an unnamed road late at night. The stories start to diverge at this point. In one story, the driver was heading out of the Branch Hill neighborhood when he spotted three figures stood erect on their hind legs along the side of the road.
That's a good word.
Well, safer than a tube sock.
With leathery skin and frog faces. In the other two versions of the story, the creatures were spotted under or over a poorly lit bridge. There are a number of bridges in Loveland going over the Little Miami River. There's a Little Miami. Oh, well, Miami, Ohio. Yeah. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. The story tells of the businessman. Yeah. The story of the Big Ben businessman watching the figures converse for a while until one of the creatures held a wand over its head and fired a spray of sparks, startling the observer into fleeing the scene. Oh, my goodness. I could not find the... That's what I was looking for, Tim.
Clip your hand.
It's Expelliarmus. Expecto Patronum.
Oh, this is my house.
Yeah.
This is Mary and Dad.
But yeah, I mean,
but it's terrible.
They just want to be the lizard man and they can. It's fine.
They ain't,
Ohio,
they don't want
you
man.
You got nothing, Ohio.
Damn it, Ohio, you got shit.
You got shit.
You ain't got a dick, Ohio. You ain't got nothing,
man.
You
got that lizard, man. You got that frog,
man. It's all that, all built up. And nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what you got, Ohio.
Yeah.
Nothing. Just kidding. I don't mind Ohio.
Not from there, don't worry.
Fucking me. Fucking me, man.
From Ohio.
You gotta quit giving those blowjobs.
But they have King's Dominion.
King's Dominion has the tits.
That's what Jamie says. But they have King's Dominion.
That was good. But no, man.
And they got Janessa.
Yeah.
And Janessa.
I love Jan. She's a shat.
Thank you, Jan.
You get the balls.
Be my girlfriend. I'm gay.
Nah. I don't know what you guys are saying. Let's talk about serial killers again.
Oh.
Or the five people that we could kill.
Oh, no.
Now.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
We can't do
I'll
that.
Let you know later.
That's
I like, think they all know them.
We that's can't not tell all our secrets to the world.
They'll
just
know.
Most of them.
And maybe they will.
I find it comforting to tell my secrets to the world.
You know what's funny? It's
I've told my secrets.
Know,
I've told these people.
Know.
I like some of my secrets to myself.
I've told these people I have said the story of the time on this podcast. I've mm-hmm. said the story of the time that I scared the shit out of you and almost killed myself one night.
Well, yeah, scary.
On this podcast. Okay. I've told that whole story on here. I've aired all my shit out. Yep. I take the power away from it.
Power of the pussy.
I take the power away from the story.
Power of the pussy.
I don't take the power away from that. I'll leave that shit.
You
want to
hear her version?
Powerful. And that is just like.
Yeah. No, we lived together. He knows.
I know.
It was.
I know.
It was. Hey, we've all been there.
Was it?
We've all been
night?
Very dark. We've all been.
Depressed.
Yeah. That's life. Like how you overcome that and what you do after that is
are
what
you okay
makes
with
you.
This being out again?
Yeah.
I don't think he would have brought it up if he wasn't.
I don't care. I was just trying to say. You're talking about secrets. I was like, I've given like only a couple of secrets that I've still got that like I mean everybody knows about them. I just haven't aired them out.
The
online.
Cars are on the table.
It's okay. I took his shot.
All
I took
the
shotgun away
the
from him that night.
I was definitely, she left and I was sitting at the fucking trash can cutting up fucking shells so I wouldn't use them. So she'd know I was like, not going to do it.
Well, you know what that means? Damn good friend.
Damn right.
Ride or die.
Somebody save me.
Oh, Lord.
I don't care how you. Hammersmith Nude Murders.
Oh, yes.
The
Kristen's like she. You had me at nude.
Nice segue. Nice
you had
segue.
Me at nude.
By the way, all these cool things happen in England.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
No,
thinking.
It's not because of that.
What are you
They're
British now?
Bored. No, I did not. I was like talking and moaning to you. No, I
fucking
said
crumpets and tea. Top of the morning
you want some
tea.
Krampus?
The Krampus.
I want you to go to escape room.
Krampus is
it's
the bad Santa.
Escape room that I want you to.
Oh
come
man,
to.
Krampus is just a horned beast that stands
it,
on its hind legs and comes to bad little boys
room.
And girls and steals their souls
Chief
away from their families.
Out, bitch. That's because I want you. Yeah, I said it a lot.
Adam Scott is in that movie.
Zach Morris time out.
Chief for time out.
Zach Morris time out.
Yes.
I'll freeze.
So I just want you to escape room with me.
I'm
duh, little fucking fucking bitch. You know you. Okay, so I told you not to let me. Okay, and see.
I like that one.
The Hammersmith Nude Murders was a series of six murders in London, England, in 1964 and 65. The victims, all prostitutes, were found undressed in or near the River Thames, leading the press to nickname the killer Jack the Stripper.
Oh. How clever. Jack the Stripper.
Uh-huh.
Two earlier murders committed in 1959 and 1963 have also been linked by some investigators to the same perpetrator. Despite intense media interest in one of the biggest manhunts in Scotland Yard's history, the case is unsolved. All forensic evidence gathered at the time is believed to have been destroyed or lost. Dum, dum, dum. That was even worse.
Where's the Golden Girls clue when you need it?
Thank you for being a friend.
You're
thank
welcome.
You
it was in the friend. It was in the lanai with the fucking freaking purse.
It's Sophia's purse.
And it's Blanche. It's always Blanche.
Yeah, she's a whore.
Bastard.
Blanche
you know what?
Whore.
She was. She but she knew
but
it.
She owned it. She owned the fuck out of it. That's why she was awesome. So anyway, so back to
Yeah, so all the fun things that Jack the stripper. I thought that was clever.
No, are you trying to get me to guess a person? Because I feel like you like wrapped all that up. Like I should like knew who it was.
No, it's Jack the stripper.
I love Jack the stripper. Is he over at Derriere's on Mondays? Because that's it.
You know what I think of when I think of strippers? I think of Danny DeVito when on that Friends episode for Monet.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Remember Danny DeVito and he's dressed up as a cop and like.
And then he stays and has Thanksgiving with him or something or whatever it was.
Dad, you
or no, was it Christmas?
I just, that makes me laugh. It makes me.
See, because now you got me all fucked up because I'm thinking of him a fucking Batman. He's like the Penguin.
Oh, that's the worst Danny DeVito. That's the best Danny DeVito, but that's the worst, the like looking one.
There's this little corner. Oh, I know, it's so sad. He has an umbrella.
And just breathing, just spitting on that black water.
Black shit.
I loved him so much.
That's okay.
That was actually a pretty good Batman.
I'll do Batman. Batman.
Sorry. That one was okay.
It was good.
I didn't mind that one.
No, the first two.
I love me some Michelle Pfeiffer.
Tim Burton dude, directed Michelle the Batman Pfeiffer the best. I'm sorry, the first two are the best.
The best Catwoman. I'm sorry.
Michelle Pfeiffer. I love Michelle Pfeiffer from that role.
Shit. And she fucking like.
I think I still got
like,
wood.
Meow, and she like I just got the hard. Milk, dude. She's a fucking shit.
Yeah, I think I still got wood.
She's like nailed it.
I like that. Just for and sure. Then she yes. And no, then no, no, no. Like, but then she licked the fuck out of yes. Batman costume. Man, I was like, and, yes, please.
And she like
sign me up for that.
And she woke up and she's like, meow.
We had this debate the other night. Who do you she's think's a better Joker, best. Jack Nicholson?
Yes,
or
automatically.
I
or Heath Ledger.
Jack Nicholson.
I think that Jokers, just like Batmans, cannot be compared with each other because each of them are completely different.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no, you so also have two
it's
other.
It's weird
Jokers
because if you there. If you want to talk because, about because true to like
true
the
story,
comics,
I think Joaquin Phoenix is going to blow both of them.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, Tyler Brown has made some stupid good posters for the movie. Like, he's made some ridiculous Joker posters that he's... Have you seen the ones that he's been sharing lately? He's made those. It's not... He's not, like, sharing pictures of them. Of, like, he made those himself.
Wow.
Those Joker... The Joker art shit that he's been doing. You'll see it later. It's all... Dude, he's doing... He's killing it.
I just feel... Well, Joaquin Phoenix is an amazing actor. Mm-hmm. He's... Jack Nicholson, though.
Well, that one's our favorite Batman, just because.
We have two options, right? Well, like if I'm thinking about Batman, I'm gonna be
we
really
legit had this
it's
conversation on Monday night.
Sure. I like Michael Keaton as Batman.
Oh, he's the best Batman. I'm sorry, he's the
Scoot
best.
Scoot in on that a little bit, Chris.
What? Oh well,
I think Michael Keaton
is
the best
Batman.
Michael Keaton was funny as Batman. Like he was like the he.
No.
There's not been another Batman.
He's the original Batman.
I mean, but his character was funny. He brought a humorous spin to the Batman character.
I don't see that. Like, you think that...
Because he was a funny guy.
Yeah,
because
like, it was like...
There's
like,
been no Batman like him
very,
since,
like,
is what I mean.
Comically, like...
Yeah.
It was like the comic.
Well, because
right.
Tim Burton
yeah.
directed it.
He's a stand-up.
And he made it... Tim Burton made it more like the legit comics. That's
yeah.
why...
Yeah.
Those two first movies are the best two Batmans to be... Because Tim Burton was extremely true to what Batman should be mm-hmm. to the comics. And that's why I appreciate it. And I think those are the
yeah.
two best Batmans they are.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton's the best Batman. Jack Nicholson, best Joker.
I'll give you that. I like Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton the
I'm
best.
I'm sorry. I think
that's just my favorite. It's the first one I got into.
And I love Heath Ledger. And I'm super glad he won an Oscar for it. But he died and they gave it to him because he died. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
But
he got Nirvana.
He did a very good job. I'm not discrediting him because I love him, and I'm saying this on.
He was a pretty good actor. He should have won for 10 Things I Hate About You. Shit.
He should have won for Brokeback Mountain. I can't quit you. I'm just saying he's a phenomenal actor.
You know that movie was all right until they start like rolling over and like. I'm like, bro.
Spitting on each other's dick.
Yeah, well.
That's what you need. Sometimes you just need a little, like, pick me up.
I mean, I'm just like, you know, that. everybody else in the group went to go see Hostel, and I had this girl that I was trying to talk to, and she wanted to go see that.
Hostel? She's like, oh, I love that. That's the... You just literally thought that we were talking about The Notebook, because she was like, oh, I love that movie. We're talking about Hostel.
I've actually never seen The Notebook. Well, you're... I've never watched it in my life.
That's why we're friends.
We fight! That's what we do!
Yeah, that's why we're friends.
Hostel actually is totally different, and Hostel...
Yeah, but you literally like had a heartfelt moment, like you were fucking watching Homeward Bound or something. I don't know.
I'm sorry,
Marley and Me.
Well, let's
never another movie I never watched.
I'm just trying to say.
Yeah, but the I don't know. I like that Batman, but I liked The Dark Knight a lot.
I agree. I love Christopher Nolan. Amazing director, phenomenal director. I love all, besides the last one. I don't think the last one was that great with Bane and all that stuff. And Catwoman or Batwoman, whatever. I didn't really particularly like that. The Batman Begins and Dark Knight, I loved.
Batman Begins was good. Dark Knight was great just because, I don't know, I've always liked Christian Bale. I was a big American Psycho fan, and I like to think about Patrick Bateman being Batman. Like
Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Whitney Houston's self-titled album featured 4 number one singles.
That book is phenomenal, and
I watched it last night.
I wish that they actually could have truly done what they talked about in the book, but they couldn't. I mean, they touched on like the coat hanger abortion and all that kind of stuff.
I can't read, so.
No, they went into detail.
Can't read or nothing, so.
But it's great. I love that movie. And the soundtrack's great. At like the beginning scene, he's like Katrina
Tip
the Waves.
B square.
The Katrina and the Waves walking on sunshine. He's like walking down. Like that's like the beginning scene of the whole movie. It's like such an uplifting, fun song, and he's fucking serial killer.
It's so good, man.
Talk about the fucking. I love the scene with the business cards. Well,
dude, that whole scene was great.
Minus. Egg white with the bone. Yeah.
It's called bone. With raised lettering. And do you have Paul Allen's card?
And he's like, fuck. His card's better
it's
than
perfect.
Mine. It's perfect.
It's perfect. Not too bright. Not too dim.
I love that. I love like the
detail
person.
That he's going through his
almost
mind.
Like the third person. Like I just actually recently watched Fleabag on Amazon. I don't know if you ever watched it. It's so good. I feel like I relate to her because she's like kind of a fuck up.
Yeah.
She owns a failing cafe and like her friend accidentally committed suicide. She was just supposed to. She broke up with her boyfriend and she was like supposed to like just get hit by. A cycle, and they're English, so it's like a cycle. But she actually got hit by a cycle and flown to like a car. But she's like a whore; she just fucks anything. It's so really. But she talks in like
that's
like
fun,
like a third person. Like she sits there and dissects the scene, but like looks and talks to us, not like an office or fucking Parks and Rec. It's like
a narration.
Yeah, and it's, so I love, you know me, my TV shows. I was looking up, like, some of the highest nominated Emmys this year, and it's nominated for 11 Emmys. So I was like, oh, maybe I should watch
I've almost lost my faith in the system, though. So anytime that I see something that's, like, getting a lot of praise from, like, award shows, I usually stay away from it.
Well, I mean, it's, I also looked online, like, some of the streaming top best shows or whatever to watch on streaming devices, and it was like number 2, and I was like, I'll give it a chance, but it's really Kelsey, you'd like it.
Do you have a way to watch Showtime shows?
Yeah,
you should watch Kidding,
yeah.
Jim Carrey show. It is so fucking good. He plays like a Mr. Rogers type, yeah. But he's just fucking depressed and just sad, and it's his life is so I know that sounds awful, but it's so good.
It's Jim Carrey. So yeah.
Yeah, he wrote I'm Dying Up Here, which I watched two seasons of that. That was really, really good. But I also, Daryl, my drummer, was telling me earlier, and I need to watch The Righteous Gemstones on HBO. Oh,
that's good.
I haven't seen any of it
but yet. It's... It's good. I've only seen the first two episodes. I think there's three or four.
Yeah.
It's Danny McBride.
Of course, yeah.
So, I mean,
the cast is off the charts good.
Yeah, and it's Danny McBride, so he is such a...
And apparently the lead singer from Sugarland is fucking John Goodman's wife. Jennifer Nettles plays John Goodman's wife.
Well, his wife died, so...
Oh, somebody's wife then.
I think it's...
Maybe Danny McBride's wife? I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
So I think it's Danny McBride's wife. I don't know who Sugarland is. I'm sorry, I don't listen to country music. So.
I don't either, but when we still listen to country music, they were the ones that were popular.
She had big boobs.
I'd imagine.
It's probably her then.
She sounded like, she, I'll say everything in my clock on the wall.
I think
she sounded like a big TV.
I bet it's Danny McBride's wife.
But, so... But yeah, I want to watch that show. There's a lot of shit I can do. Like by Tyler Brown. So, do you want to... We got one left, and it's the one you sent.
Yeah, okay. Did you look at it at all?
I looked... I didn't read the whole thing, but I read
enough. I mean, I don't want to put this guy's shit on Front Street, because he works with my dad and stuff, but like... It's a very interesting story. Like, it's his first wife, and just knowing him and talking to him and, like, being around him and him talking about her in this way, it's, like, it's kind of crazy. Like, they made a Lifetime movie. They made a book, Beyond Obsessed. It also stems to, the D.D. and Gypsy Rose type deal, like... Kids get pushed to like a point to where they're and they just like reach a point and they like necessarily don't want to do it themselves, but they like get a guy to do it for them. But I mean, this guy works with my dad. It was his first wife, and she went to court, did all the things. And she didn't go to prison, but her boyfriend did. And he actually gets out. And it happened in 1987.
Now, have we told the story yet?
No. I mean, you can pull it up and read it, the whole thing. But it's, she was.
So, yeah. The headline is A Teen Daughter's Plot to Murder Her Own Mother.
Yeah.
So... Karen Aparo claimed that years of verbal abuse led to the murder of her mother, but it was Karen's boyfriend, Dennis, who carried out the deed and paid the price. When former social worker Joyce Aparo was found strangled in 1987, the power of her community in Glastonbury, Connecticut, were shocked. Who would want to kill her? But the truth about who murdered Joyce and why was much darker. For over a year, Joyce's teenage daughter, Karen, had conspired with her boyfriend, Dennis Coleman, to murder her. The motive? Karen claimed to have suffered years of physical and psychological abuse at the hands of her mother. She had to go, Karen told Dennis, and she'd do it with or without him. In a dangerous game of manipulation and lies, Karen had Dennis wrapped around her finger, and he'd do anything to satisfy her, even murder. Richard Hammer's horrifying true crime book, Beyond Obsession, dives into a daughter's conspiracy against her mother, a young boy's deadly infatuation, and the brutal murder that shocked a small town.
Yeah.
See, I think that's where I stopped reading earlier.
It goes in detail to where, like, he strangled her with, like, pantyhose. Like, well, first off, she made her mom a sandwich. Like, her mom asked her to make her a sandwich.
How and kind.
She put sleeping pills in it. Like, she crushed up, like, sleeping pills.
That'll do it.
And put it and gave her the sandwich. And her mom, like, said the relish went bad or whatever. It was like she only took like two bites. Like she didn't pass out because the boyfriend was sitting there waiting for her to like flash the lights to come in and do it.
Yeah.
And he never did, but he came in and he supposedly like strangled her with pantyhose and all this crazy stuff. But he tried to convince the jury that Karen wanted him to do this.
It was like a Manson type situation.
Yeah, like it was her idea. It was her plot. It was everything. Like she was on trial. She never went to jail. But the guy, he's still in prison. He got charged 34 years is what, and he actually gets out in like 2 years.
Now, just curious, did this all happen before the guy married her?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was his first wife. And
surely him finding out about that is why she was his first wife and not his current wife.
Yeah, but it was like...
Because he couldn't have known that before getting married.
No, he didn't. He actually found out, like, later. So I don't think he's from Connecticut. I don't know where he's from, but I don't think he's from there. But he... I just found this out because, you know, Christmas party, last Christmas, I'm actually sitting beside him. He's talking about it. My mom was like, I just bought the book about your ex-wife. And I was like, oh, what about your ex-wife? And he's like, oh, she killed her mom.
Bitch would be killing.
He was like, she killed her mom. And I was like, what? And he was like, well, she didn't, like, get charged for it, but, like, pretty much she killed her mom and got her boyfriend to do it and blah, blah, blah. And I was sitting there and I was like, oh, God. And I was like, you were married to her. It's like, he's like, the things I could say.
Yeah, no shit. That's fucking weird.
To know that you're married to someone that's like, I don't know.
Capable of doing shit. Well, in the same breath, we've all hung out several fucking times with a guy who killed his wife in the fucking...
We've all saw her 2 days prior before it happened. So yeah.
Both of them have been here, like he slept on that couch. We've like taken acid together. It's like we were fucking tight.
It just goes to show like you put someone to a point.
Everybody has a breaking point.
And it's scary to see when they reach that point and what they do. So it really shows who they are as a person. We've all reached our breaking point.
Oh, yeah.
I know you have. I know I have. I mean, my God, I've reached it last weekend. I reached my breaking point, but I'm not going to go out and fucking kill a bitch.
Are they dead?
I mean,
I ain't going to kill a bitch, but fuck. Nah, you know, I've spent a lot of time. Never. There's no way that we haven't thought about it just because of the shit that we watch. Because you watch shit the same way that I do, in which you put yourself into that situation. Like, you're like, okay, what would I do if I had just done what this person did? And then you try to figure out what happens next.
That's like Heath Ledger. We're stimming back. That's why Heath Ledger killed himself. Because if you research, like, he legit talked to, he talked with Jack Nicholson. Like, he talked to Tim Burton, he talked to all these people, and Jack Nicholson told him, it's like, don't get too deep into this character, because I did this, and it will bring you to a dark place.
Yeah.
He was like, don't get too wrapped up into this, because it's so weird, too. It's scary. He's like, it's a scary place to be.
It's almost like Jack Nicholson, like, prepared himself for that role by doing all the other creepy shit that he did up until that. Like, Heath Ledger hadn't done anything like Joker until he got Joker. Yeah. So he hadn't primed himself up for that.
I mean, my God, here's Johnny. I mean, he was in The Shining. Like,
right. I watched that the other night, too.
Like, he's done a lot of things.
I've seen the previews to the Dr. Sleep.
Red Rum.
Yeah, it's going to be so good.
I can't wait to see that, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. But I think that he was trying to warn him not to let this role take over his life, because it kind of did that with him.
Yeah.
And he tried to pre-warn him. But, you know, Jack Nicholson's a fucking badass bitch. And he didn't let it get to him the way it did with Heath. But I mean, that is something that can consume you, take you down a downward spiral. Like, so yeah, I mean, I feel bad for, you know, him killing himself and stuff, but I mean,
have you ever seen the movie that he was making when he killed himself?
Yeah, the one with
The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That movie is also like very creepy. To come out of the Joker and go into that was.
I wonder what Jack Nicholson's next movie was after.
Let's see. It would be.
You have to pull it up, man.
Yeah, the
phones.
I know where my phone is. Oh, it's right here.
Because that was 1989, I do believe, was the first Batman, 89.
Big, so, he would have done...
Terms of Endearment was like 85. He's still the... has the most Oscars out of any man.
The Two Jakes.
Never heard of that.
Man Trouble, then A Few Good Men, then Hoffa.
So you can't handle the truth.
But Jack Nicholson's just fucking, I don't know that he's ever played a not crazy person. Like he's
Terms of Endearment. That's a great movie.
I don't know that I've seen that.
He won an Oscar for that movie. That's probably with, why. With Shirley MacLaine and Deborah Winger, whatever the one, Officer and Gentleman. Oh, she she gets cancer and she dies, and like Shirley MacLaine is her mom, and like he's the next door neighbor, and they end up dating, and he always dated younger people. It's a good movie.
Oh,
he won an actor for a best supporting role. He won.
Aww.
It's good. There you go with your fucking punching hand.
Oh yeah, that's my power hand right there. This is the, you know, you come at them like this right here, and they ain't expecting that.
Yeah.
And then they open their mouth, and you catch their fucking teeth, and then you got teeth all over the fucking floor.
I really thought that you really did get in a fight.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
It happens.
Well, we covered all of our little things that we had sent back and forth to each other. Do you want to? Anything random you want to talk about? About like any random shit? I watched. I know you don't like the same kind of scary movies that I like, but I watched Hereditary and Babadook the other day, and both of those were like decent. And I also watched Annabelle Comes Home, and I also watched The New Pet Cemetery, which was okay.
Yeah, but it was a girl instead of...
I don't mind that kind of shit. I don't mind that.
I'm sorry. There's just certain movies you don't remake. Pet Cemetery's one. I actually kind of like the It movies.
John Lithgow carried that movie, by the way, Pet Cemetery.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Abso-fucking-lutely. So did... the guy from fucking The Munsters. He played his character. What's his name? I can't remember.
I don't fucking remember.
But, I mean, there's just certain things you just don't touch.
I'll say this, though. The new It is better than the old It.
Well, that was never... I mean, that was a miniseries. It never was like a movie.
I wish I would have gotten I wish I would have gotten to see that cast back then make this movie. Like if that cast would have been...
Fucking Tim Curry's amazing.
Unleashed. But he was. But, dude, this... And, by the way, Skarsgård...
Yeah, Alexander Skarsgård.
Well, yeah. But Alexander Skarsgård is going to play the guy in The Stand now. Okay. So they're doing all the Stephen King movies, and he's going to be the guy in The Stand. Big bad.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, what's his name? The other Skarsgård brother.
Yeah, he can't think of his name.
Fucking kills this role. Tim Curry gave his blessing before I saw the first one, so I knew it was going to be good.
I'm sorry, you know, Rocky Horror is like my jam.
Yeah.
He's my fucking Frankenfurter. And to see him like in a wheelchair now, it just breaks my heart. But I did see that he gave his blessing and was like, this movie makes me happy.
Yes.
He's like, it makes me proud to do, you know, what I did 20 years ago.
I'll cheer him up. I'll give him a balloon.
But yeah, so to hear him say that and do that. But yeah, I think I'm excited because it's got, what's his name from, the new one's got a lot of people in it.
Oh, it's, shit, Bill Hader, James McAvoy.
The guy from This Is Us, who also...
I don't watch that one.
Yeah, but he's also in O.J. Simpson,
the People Versus...
People Versus, yeah. He won an Emmy for that. But yeah, it's got a bunch of people. The girl with the red hair.
I can't remember her name. I want to say Brie Larson, but I know that's not who it is. No, and then I wanted to say Bryce Howard, but I also know that's not her either.
Brie Larson's Captain Marvel or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Shit. And I guess
she was in Room.
Bryce Howard is what I was thinking, but she's Bryce the girl from Jurassic Park and Oculus.
And
Black Mirror. That was good. Black Mirror knocks it out of the park every time, I think.
But have you seen this new season?
Yeah.
Not as good.
The Miley Cyrus episode was the better.
Yeah.
The better of all of them.
I like the first one with the black guy being gay with his
Is friend. That going to be on CBS instead of... Oh, man, that would be better. They get to let it out a little bit. Unleash themselves.
No.
But the red haired girl, I can't remember her name either.
No, she's the girl from The Help.
She's good.
She's in The Help.
I did watch that. That was the one where the woman shit in the pie, right?
Yeah, and she fed it to her.
Yeah.
She ate it. Xavier Spector.
That's right.
Yeah. She's a great actress.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
But yeah, I the new season of Black Mirror is not good. To me,
I didn't mind it, but I think that it's too like, and I actually like the Topher Grace episode too.
Oh, that one was good. Actually, that's probably my favorite one with the and actually that guy's in Fleabag. It's funny, the guy who kills himself.
Yeah, but he's also in a fuckload of other shit too.
He has weird eyes to me.
They're like, God, I recognized him from something specific.
He's like black eyes.
Maybe Sherlock.
It
doesn't matter.
But he's in Fleabag. He's in the second season. He's a predominant character in the second season.
Yeah.
By the way, I
think Topher Grace should play whoever that character was in life because he looked cool as shit in that fucking show.
But it's almost kind of like a Facebook, he's. And that's why I love that show, because it's literally about how technology ruins our life.
It's like real scary shit.
Yeah, like if...
Real life.
Yeah. My favorite one is the one, I think it was season one or season two, where it actually won, I think, a Golden Globe or an Emmy, and it was the one where they start off and it's like, they're in the 80s, and it's like two girls, they... fall in love.
Oh,
they can skip decades.
Dude, that one is awesome. That hard drive life thing where you could just get uploaded to this cloud
and then they end up dying and they're sitting there, they have that program in the back of their mind and they keep going back to that moment and it's, I don't know, just something pure and beautiful about, I don't know, that's definitely my favorite episode. I think it's so good. I love
that
episode.
One was good. I liked that one a lot.
Also like the one last season, the first episode of last season where it's like Star Trek.
Yeah, well that weirdo. That was so fucking strange.
I liked that one a lot.
Was like they could create but what's so creepy is that, and the one that made me the most uncomfortable, I think, was the one where they could create like little small versions of themselves to like just set alarms and to turn the stoves on. It's like, okay, wake you up in 4 months then. Okay, well, four years then. And then this, like, they're sitting there in just silence, doing nothing. And there's no food that you can eat. There's nothing sustenance that you need. But just to sit there and be awake. And I guess you can't go to sleep or anything. And fuck that. That was like, that was a good one. That one really fucked me up.
I like that one too.
I judge the ones that can, that really make me feel weird about how good they are.
The one that makes me feel weird is like, remember the one where I think they called them cockroaches? And they had like
where they were distorting the faces.
Distorting the faces because they weren't pure, because they were Jewish or not whatever. And they made them think they were aliens, that one was, or crazy.
And, the one that goes after the war.
That one
was strong.
That's very like.
All of those episodes are really, really good though.
I Heil Hitler. White power.
Yeah, that's what made me
feel like.
Yeah, that too. And I honestly just feel like that's how most people in this country would have us view people who are not white.
I agree.
Us, like absolutely. Not white. And that's just not.
But it also was. They were white. It was like people that were Jewish, people that were
but you know what I mean.
Different like, than absolutely. And it's just scary how I just hope we never get to that point, which
I think we're already there, honestly. But you know what? It's not as bad as I think it is. I don't think the world is as bad as I've thought that it has been for the last however long. I don't know. If you know where to look and you know what to pay attention to, the shit's not as bad as we're making it out to be.
In certain ways, yes. In certain ways.
Well, I just feel like we have more access to information now than we've ever had before.
That's which our means problem that in some we, aspects.
Well, yeah, but it's like we have access to all of the bad information that we want. And the bad information is what gets clicks. So that's what gets thrown in our face the most. So there are a lot of good things that are happening, but that is not getting near the traction just because it doesn't like generate the same traction that the negative shit does.
Well, of course,
it's being shoved down our throat.
The news only does anything that's negative to get people to watch. They don't post anything positive. That's why I don't watch the news.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't. I listen to podcasts I appreciate, and I get my news from those people.
Yeah, I mean it's. The world today, to me, is actually pretty scary, but, I mean, what are we going to do?
Yeah, nothing.
Try to change it and make it better.
We can try to change it and make it better. Well, we're at an hour and 18 minutes, and we're going to...
Goodbye, guys.
Scoot on out of here, guys. So, just in case you skip past all this stuff in the very beginning, I invite you to go to mistuffpodcast.com and screwballwhiskey.com, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. Screwball Whiskey, tomorrow's stories begin right here.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I've heard.
It's like a scoop of peanut butter in your mouth. It's delicious. Mix it with cranberry. It tastes like peanut butter and jelly. Actually, guys, try it. Mm. You'll thank me later.
Has it hit the inlet yet?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Nice. Wherever you are, Screwball Whiskey will be available. And if it's not available already, ask for it, and it will be.
Get it with cranberry. It's delicious.
Delicious.
You'll thank me later.
Yes, you will. So, Blair, I would tell people to follow you on social media, but Blair does not do the social media shit, really.
Not really. But I'll start coming back. It's wintertime. This is when I come alive.
Yep.
So...
we'll be doing some more Sunset Grills and more of this stuff. And doesn't really have to be Sunset Grill. It's easier this way. Just like I would love to get Noah here too, but it's just easier to when if you say yes, then perfect.
Yeah.
Like because if we get all three of us together and one of us says no, then all three of us are like, yeah, okay. So we'll just follow. But I like the one-on-ones. These are good.
I agree.
But I do like the Sunset
Grills. Thanks, Jesse Harris. And Steven.
Thank you, Jesse. Yeah, appreciate you there, old Seventh Kevin. So go to mistuffpodcast.com. Check out all the cool shit that's going on there. Please go to YouTube and Kelsey Hudgens. Subscribe to the channel. Trying to get to 1,000 subscribers, and our next threshold to reach is 420 just because.
Do it. 420. Good number. Do it.
But We're getting closer. We're around the 350 mark right now. So help me get closer to 420.
I'll show my boobs if you do it.
Sign them up. Sign them up.
You got to get that number, though, first before I do it, guys. All right?
Oh, she'll do it.
Oh, I'll do it.
We kicked the fuck off of YouTube. I don't even care. I'm filming this shit live for myself. Be a Louis C.K. If I Louis C.K.'d you, would you feel weird about that?
I love him. I don't give a fuck. Same with fucking Aziz Ansari. Like,
oh, but that was a totally different fucking
thing. I know, but like,
thanks,
Aziz
Bruce.
Ansari literally jacked off and talked about it.
Nah, like, he...
I mean, he did some things. I'm sorry. I fucking love him.
No, what he did was... apparently he read the thing wrong, like he read the evening wrong, like she came back up to his room and he was,
yeah, I know, he jacked off in front of her.
Well, I don't know that. I think they were like, they went down on each other from what I read in the thing. But either way, like, that seemed like it was complete consent and she changed her mind.
This is the
That's
problem.
That's what it sounded like to me.
From a woman that has had sexual things bad happen to her.
Yeah.
These women are giving us a bad name, and it fucking disgusts me. Because I think it is a thing that should be addressed, and should be, but it should be real in real life, and should be addressed appropriately, and not trying to do this to get famous or to get fucking money. And I'm not with women trying to do that, and it disgusts me to be a woman, for these women to do this, and it's disgusting to me.
I'm gonna Louis C.K. the fuck out of you a little bit.
I fucking love Louis C.K. I love you. I love you. You can jack off in front of me. It's fine. I wouldn't call the police.
Dude, have you seen Dave Chappelle stand up when he's like, how would you call the police on this? Like, well, he jacked off in front of me. Like,
and the cop would be like,
you didn't
okay,
just walk away?
Okay. And then he's sitting there and he's like, okay, sure. Like,
yeah. But anyway, I don't want to get that started all up again. We'll talk more.
We'll
about
talk
this next
more
time.
About this. Yeah.
Why do I even think about Louis C.K.? Where did that even come from? Doesn't matter.
You saw my red hair. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I'm doing the jack off motion.
That's good.
That's great.
All right, guys. Yes, mistuffpodcast.com. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Let him get his number and I'll show my boobs.
That's right. That's the one because my boobs are off. That's right. Keep it for myself. That's where I got it from. All right. And also, go to anywhere podcasts are available and subscribe to MI Stuff Podcast. If you have not already, please do that. And leave some reviews on there so I can get more more statistics and more stats and stuff like that. So that'll help me out a lot if you could do that. Please and thank you. Also, please, if you have enjoyed anything that has gone on in this and you want to help out financially at all, there are tip jars on the website, mistuffpodcast.com, in the description of the YouTube videos, all over everything. So if you want to help out, that's where you can do it. So, anywho, that's all I got for you today. I'm going to go ahead and let you get on with your lives. It's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah. All right. Be good,
people.
Thank
you, guys.
Blair Beaudry, Kristen O'Leary.
She's drinking wine now.
Drinking
She's
wine.
She's fine.
She's fine. All right, YouTubers and audio folks. I love you. And in a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people.
Exactly.
Be a good person. Peace, bitches.